Among the debates in Albany this budget season, what to do with $5.4 billion in surplus money from a state settlement with banks. Much of that discussion has come down to two options for spending a portion of that cash: economic development, which is what Governor Andrew Cuomo wants, or infrastructure. WRVO's Ellen Abbott takes a look at both sides.
Cuomo says he's already proposing to spend some of the windfall on infrastructure, including the Tappan Zee Bridge construction and state thruway improvements, among other things. And he also wants to spend $1.5 billion of it on an economic development competition among seven regions upstate. He's adamant that local governments need to fix their own roads and bridges and not be so dependent on state handouts.
The state can't subsidize endlessly local governments that can't pay their own bills.
So where does a cash-strapped municipality get the money to fix crumbling pipes and roadways? In Cuomo's view, economic development.
If we're creating jobs and there's an economy, there'll be revenues. The city will have money. The county will have money.
Mayors and highway superintendents across the state say that's a backward way of looking at things. Syracuse State Senator John DeFrancisco, a Republican and a member of a statewide lobbying group called Rebuild New York Now, says this kind of thinking puts the cart before the horse.
Why would we ever try to attract businesses when there's 100 water main breaks as of today? What's that kind of going to show companies that we're trying to attract them?
Moreover, DeFrancisco seems sick of the Cuomo administration penchant for doling out economic development dollars by way of competitions between different regions.
We've got plenty of economic development projects, and we don't need the whole state of New York to compete on everything.
This debate is being played out in Albany leading up towards a state budget that is supposed to be approved by April 1st. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.